In today's specialty crop news, kale and clay is proving to aid chill accumulation in pistachio trees, and experts say growers could see even better results than the trials. Research looking at using kale and clay to reflect warming from the sun on pistachio trees is showing good results.
So with a mid-January application, we saw an increase of about 200 pounds per acre. So we yielded 200 pounds in the treated plot in contrast to nothing in the control, and we saw a doubling of cluster counts.
Cooperative Extension Pomology Farm Advisor David Dahl says in hindsight, they could have made the application even earlier.
In our trial, we applied it in mid-January. The treatment should have been made probably back in early to mid-December. And with that, you'll see a greater increase of chill portion accumulation as well as a greater impact on yield and probably cluster counts.
Dahl said growers could see significant benefits by applying the clay earlier.
I think the cluster count would probably be similar, but the yields would be higher. So chill is required by the floral buds to properly develop. If there's inadequate chill, the flower buds won't properly develop. So if you're able to increase chill, you're able to facilitate the proper development of those buds, which would lead to the ability to set a crop in the following year. As well as, we're talking about the female when we talk about the flowers, but don't forget about the males. It's the same exact thing. If you're allowing the proper development of the male, the bloom will be more overlapped with the female, which means you won't have as much blanking because there will be more pollen in the air when the female is ready to be receptive.
Dahl added that the product is a fairly cheap tool to help during those low chill years.
Yeah, kale and clay, which is the trade name it's around, it's about a dollar a pound. And, you know, we're suggesting initially somewhere between probably 20 to 25 pounds with initial application, with follow-up applications around 10 to 15 pounds depending on rain and only after rain. With the last application going on in January. The flip end of that is if it's a wet winter and it's going to be foggy and you don't need to make as many applications in a wet, foggy winter, you probably need to maybe not make any. And the other question I often get is, are other products just as useful? So are other reflectant products like Crop Shield and these other types of Pure Shade? I don't know, but my guess is probably yes.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgnetWest.com.